I'm sorry, I apologize. Yeah. No, definitely just good to come out with a win, more than anything. Our team is just, the guys around me are so resilient, and they just fight till the end. Definitely, you know, not the most ideal situation. Obviously, we want to win by more, but you just got to keep playing, keep fighting no matter what, and that's what we did. But more than anything, just the guys around me just made plays, made it happen.
Your parents didn't miss this one, did they?
No, they didn't miss this one. I'm sure they weren't expecting another nail biter like that, but glad they could be here to watch the victory.
Was there any doubt that you were going to go for it all on 4th and 7, or was there, were there check down underneath that were possibilities?
Yeah, there was some possibilities looking more underneath. Obviously, it wasn't the original idea, but came out, kind of rolled out, and didn't really have much of a choice. You know, I saw Mitch running and gave him a shot, and he made an incredible play. I didn't see it out on the ground, but I just heard the crowd roar, and I saw the replay later, and you know, it was just an incredible play all night. Receivers are making amazing catches and making it easy for me.
Do you run a scramble drill a lot?
Yeah, we do in practice. We do run a scramble drill. It's a big part of the game, so we got to be able to do it. And luckily, that we're happy that it worked out.
Yeah. Mitch, give us your perspective on that play.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't expect the ball. You know, I think in that situation, knowing what the situation was, it was going to be a big ball to probably one of our tall receivers. And you know, when I saw Tanner kind of roaming around in the pocket a little bit, I had my guy beat a little bit, and you know, I was like, is he gonna throw this? And he threw it, and you know, I just tried to make a play, and unfortunately, you
know, just after running so long as a walk on, how rewarding is a moment like that?
Honestly, you know, walk on or not, coming away with a victory, especially back to back weeks like that. Honestly, I can't find the words to describe how this feels, getting team victories like that, but complete joy, complete happiness. We have an unbelievable team, you know, from top to bottom. Everyone comes out with their heart and makes plays, and it's just, you know, so grateful to be a part of it and, you know, get to experience that with all these guys.
Did it set in? One of them settled into the end and added, did it set in what you just did?
Not really. You know, the first thing I did was look for yellow flags on the ground.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, that was a lot of people's first reaction. And you know, when it stood, it was, well, honestly, I couldn't believe it. It was just, you know, once again, happiness, joy, excitement. The adrenaline was pretty high. It was an awesome experience.
With teammates that are 6'6", 6'5", and you're out there, is it cool to be guys come down with you?
Honestly, I didn't care if it was, you know, didn't care if it was me. It could have been anyone, and it would have been an amazing experience. You know, hats off to everyone that played, especially the defense. They gave us a shot. You know, they gave us the opportunity to go down and drive with so many third down stops, and it was awesome.
Tanner, you talked about Devon Blackman. He came up big in moments where you were struggling a little bit, and you talked about his play.
Oh, Devon played an amazing game. He's a gamer. I mean, he loves showing up those big-time plays. He had, you know, that one-handed grab in the end zone. They call that offensive pass interference, but you know, that was an incredible catch. He had the deep one down the sideline. He got a lot of shorter routes and made a lot of big plays and definitely helped our team a lot. Definitely without his play and his contributions, you know, we don't come out on top. So happy to have him on our side.
Tanner, you averaged about 20 yards of completion. The big play, is that something that you go into a game thinking that you know, you're going to convert, or is it just the way the situations unfold?
Well, definitely as an offense, we like to have big plays, explosive plays like that. It definitely gives ourselves a better chance to win and a better chance to drive down and score touchdowns. Sometimes it's a little bit improvised on a scramble. Sometimes it's designed. But more than anything, I just do my best to make the right decision. And luckily we had amazing guys out there, amazing receivers, so no matter where I go, I can trust a guy to make a big play.
How big was it to get that running game going to help you guys out?
That was a lifesaver right there. You know, this was something we were struggling with in the beginning of the game, but kept at it, and really helped us down the stretch. start marching down the field, the whole line up front started creating some big holes, and running backs, Adam Hine was running hard, and that was huge in helping us get that win.
Is there any particular adjustment on that at all?
No, more than anything, just desire, heart, you know, just keep fighting, keep going. Sometimes in a game, things aren't going to go our way, but you got to keep fighting, and those guys did up front. Those guys were fighting all that long.
After the game, the crowd's going nuts. They're swarming you. Is that kind of what you envisioned when you first decided to come to BYU, have a moment like that?
No, I definitely didn't necessarily imagine that. But, hey, if it happens, it happens. But hopefully, you know, the reason why is because we won. That's all that matters to me, is that we won the game. It was cool. I got my mom could find me out there. We would see her there. But like I said, just an amazing feeling to come out with a win. I think it's a very good Boise State team.
One more question.
Why are you so comfortable in Boise in these situations if you're meant to go?
I don't know. I love them, I guess. I like situations like that. They're fun. Once again, before we came out on the field, similar to last week, just had to smile and say, man, this is fun. This is cool. So I don't know. I don't know why. Just something that I've always enjoyed.
I was just curious, you guys were telling me going to the fourth quarter, the student body put up the signs for Taysom. Did you guys see that? Did that affect you in any way?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but we had some coaches on the sideline, you know, coming up and down the sideline saying, hey, let's do it for Taysom. You know, when you have a guy like Taysom, you know, heart goes out to him for the injuries that he's had. And I think that just shows how much respect we have for him. He is our leader and an ultimate fighter. And so, you know, I think, you know, that's going to be something we carry all season. And, you know, being able to, you know, buckle down and remember, hey, this guy would do it. This guy would make the play. And so, you know, having that motivation is awesome. And I think that really helped us in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I saw it too. Yeah, can't lie, it definitely gave me some inspiration. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then, just like I said, Jason's our leader. So definitely, you know, all night, the whole season, we're playing for him. We got four on my shoulder, and I miss him. And so we want to keep fighting for him and keep playing for him.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to take this